We hear again our Lord's word from Galatians 5. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. In the name of Jesus. You're not under the law. That's what the apostle says. Verse 18, if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That sounds hard for us to understand. Maybe especially in our world today where we want things to be a little bit more under control than they seem around us. The law is there. It's the Ten Commandments. It is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. The law is good. It is the ordering of creation, which God set in place when he created man and woman to be married to one another, to bring forth families, to honor neighbor, to care for creation. So how can the apostle say, you are not under the law? It's got to make us a little bit uneasy. We can almost see the anarchy such a statement sets up for our lives. Chaos in our society. Everything left outside of control. Floodgates open for every kind of confusion, disorder, and even worse. So how is Paul telling us we are not under the law? Paul is showing us a contrast. It's a contrast that is in every Christian life. As we stand at the face of God, we speak of our life of faith. Contrasted to that is our life of sinful flesh. Or in this reading, Paul also talks about the Spirit versus the life of flesh. But both are true, both are real. Life of faith versus life of flesh. They belong to us at the same time. We live our life of flesh before our world, before our neighbor. This is the life of the sinful flesh, which is lived under the law. We are in sinful flesh. Our neighbor is too. The sinful flesh is everywhere. We sin against each other, thought, word, and deed. All of this is under the law. But notice, we don't need Jesus on the cross to say any of that. So what we have is everyone in the world, Christian and non-Christian, are accused by the law. The church can speak in terms of the holy law of God. Maybe the philosophers change it and they speak of natural law or something like that. But every person is under the law. For as our Lord tells us, this law is written on the heart of every person. Not just the Christian. Every person has this law written on the heart. That's why it doesn't take a Christian to say, for instance, that theft is wrong. Everyone knows it's wrong. If I steal my neighbor's silverware, it's not just my fellow Christians that will tell me I did it wrong. So will anyone else. It doesn't take a Christian to know that murder is wrong, that doing violence to another person is wrong. Everyone knows this because the law is written on every heart. So that when someone does sin against the law, the first thing we're going to see is a bunch of excuses or self-justification or a finger pointing at other people saying, maybe I sinned, but they did it worse. So matters of private property, possessions, wealth, of parents being responsible for children, of the marriage of man and woman, of the sanctity of life, These are the things of the law written on every heart, even when someone tries to deny it. This law is natural to us, so that when someone does act against the law or acts as if they can change this natural law, it brings discord, disorder, even violence. If this law written on our hearts is from our very creation, then how is the apostle able to say, you are not under the law? The apostle is speaking not of our life of sinful flesh, because remember, we don't need Jesus on the cross to know that we're sinners and that we're under the law. The apostle is speaking of our life of faith. This is our life of the heart cleansed by the gospel, our life of being justified before the face of God by virtue of the blood of Christ. So that's where Paul is able to say, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore. Do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, for you were called to freedom, brothers. So that's the stark contrast that Paul is giving the church. In your life of flesh, you are under the law. It is a yoke of slavery. But your flesh is going to death. But while we're in our life of flesh, the law will drive you. It will always accuse you. It will not let you go, let you get out of your guilt. You're a slave, just hoping to live another day. But Christ has set you free, says Paul. This is your life of faith, your life breathed into you by the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit brings to you the gifts of the gospel. In this life of faith, this life given by the Spirit, do not, says Paul, let yourself be entangled again with the slavery of the law. So the law of God, the Ten Commandments, the law of loving God above all things and your neighbor as yourself, this is actually spoken of by the apostle as an entanglement of slavery. Don't let yourself be entangled in that, says Paul. Paul is addressing you and me according to the new man, the life of faith. In this life, we belong to the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Then if we belong to the Holy Spirit and we're not under the law, and we are not to let ourselves become entangled in slavery to the law, and yet the law is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and love our neighbor as ourselves, then how will we ever follow that law if we're not under it? We are given to love our fellow man, to serve our neighbor, and to do as those who love God, but to do it not as a slave. Slavery belongs to the life of the flesh. Slavery belongs to the old man of sin trying to justify himself under the law. But you are justified by Christ Jesus. You have been spoken clean by his word of gospel. You have no reason to use the law to justify yourself. And you would fail anyway. But we're still in our sinful flesh, all of us here. We do still need then to hear the law. Not for our life of faith. Our faith needs no law. Our faith lives only from gifts. But in our sinful flesh, we need to hear the accusation of the law every day, so that the old man of the sinful flesh is daily drowned in repentance, that the new man daily, the new man of faith, is made to rise, stand up, and live in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. So we don't deny the sin of our flesh. We don't try to act like it's not there. We don't try to make it less sinful, as if that were even possible. Rather, we repent of it. This repentance is the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is, as Paul says, walking by the Spirit. So Jesus, in our text from Luke 9, set himself for the cross. He's traveling through Samaria, and the text tells us the Samaritans did not receive him because he had set his face for Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place of the cross. The Samaritans did not accept that. for they did not worship in Jerusalem. And here we see the working of the law. The Samaritans did not want to receive gifts from God, as God gives gifts to the sinners at his altar, at the temple in Jerusalem. So they rejected Jesus and where he had set himself for. Because of that, rejecting the gifts of the temple in Jerusalem, the Samaritans instead tried to justify themselves. This is the work of the law, where the sinner, whether the Samaritans at that time or us today, the sinner rejects the Lord's way of giving gifts, instead trying to use the law to justify self. So the disciples react, but it's more law. Seeing the rejection given by the Samaritans, James and John jump in. Luke 9:54. Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them? That's the way of the law. To see those who reject the gifts of the Lord and to want to call down fire from heaven. To use the law, that is, to measure the righteousness of others and get retribution. The work of the law. Jesus frees us from all of that. For freedom, Christ has set us free, says Paul. Stand firm. Do not submit again to the entanglement of the slavery of the law. Galatians 5:13. If you're led by the Spirit, says Paul, you are not under the law. Because you belong to the gospel. The good works you do, they are done not in slavery to the law, never to justify yourself, for that's the old man of sin trying to do that, and of that we daily repent. But the good works you do, they are done by the new man of faith. They are done as a willing person freed from the chains of slavery, a free person rejoicing in freedom and in bringing gifts of that freedom to his neighbor. That his neighbor too would be released from slavery to the law. So you are not under the law. You belong to the gospel. And the gospel is always all sins forgiven by the blood of Christ. The gospel is always the sinner justified by the word of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.